Good morning, and welcome to day 40 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you on this holy Saturday morning. Last night, we heard the words, "It is finished." And today, we stand or sit or find ourselves in between the crucifixion of Jesus and his resurrection. Our reading today describes them going to the tomb and seeing it empty, but it hasn't happened yet. Unfortunately, we've jumped ahead in the story in our devotions, and I want to encourage us to stay where we are, in between. The page hasn't been turned. It'll be turned soon enough. But I invite you to stay in this time and in this space. Imagine what it was like to be a disciple. To wonder, to wait, to all the uncertainty of Jesus having been crucified late in the grave, late in the day, and then sitting throughout the Sabbath, unable to go to the tomb, unable to do the things that you would want to do in response to his death. We know there's a preparation of the body, and etc. I invite you to sit in this time of discomfort, of the unknowing. Of course, we know how the story ends. And you and I know that it isn't even an ending, but yet a new beginning when the light of the sun comes up tomorrow. And there will be time for celebrating. Oh my gosh, we will celebrate together. But today we wait. We've waited for 39 days. Here we are on the 40th. We wait. And we acknowledge during this time, there was so much uncertainty in the world, so much uncertainty among Jesus' followers. And we join them in that time of waiting and anguish and uncertainty, hoping and praying for the promise that we know is coming through the resurrection. Join me today in waiting. One of the joys or benefits of being a pastor and being on staff is getting to see the sanctuary I'm standing in adorned and ready for Easter worship well before the rest of you do. My friends, it is worth the wait. So I invite you to join us for worship tomorrow. Join us for breakfast tomorrow. Join us in the celebration of the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Join us in saying he is risen tomorrow. But today, let us wait together. Wait for the Lord. Amen.